Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹早安。
Can we have a further word of prayer?
我们再一点祷告。
Dear Lord, we do thank you that we may be found here in your presence.
亲爱的主，我们谢谢你，我们再来到你面前。
Lord, our hearts are filled with thanksgiving.
我们的心里面充满了感谢。
In the remembrance of you,
我们因为纪念你也感谢。
How great your love is!
你的爱是何等的伟大。
How true is your love!
你的爱是何等的真实。
And indeed, Lord, our wandering hearts are called back to you.
把我们这颗流浪的心再召回你的面前。
Lord, we want to bow before thee.
主，我们今天来到你的面前下拜。
Indeed, Lord, our hearts are stubborn.
我们的心是硬的。
But we thank you that you love us.
不然我们谢谢你这样的爱我们。
And you can change a stony heart into a heart that is open to thee.
你可以把一颗石头做的心，变成一个向你打开的心。
So Lord, as we open your word together.
今天在我们一起来这边读你的话语的时候，
We want to depend totally upon you.
我们无依无靠地仰望你。
We thank you for the Holy Spirit.
我们谢谢你赐下圣灵。
And Lord, we want to rely upon your provision for this time.
我们把这一段以下的时间都交在你的手中。
Lord, how we need to see you.
我们真的希望能够看到你。
We need to hear your voice.
我们希望能够听到你的话语。
So Lord, we wait upon you.
我们在你的面前等候。
And we expect that you are always true to your word.
我们相信你对你的话总是给我们最真的答案。
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for meeting us here.
谢谢主耶稣基督，让我们今天能够在这里聚会。
In your precious name we pray.
奉你宝贵的名求。
阿门。I'd like to read a passage from the Gospel of John.
今天我们来读一段约翰福音的经文。
This is the Apostle John's description of the death of our Lord Jesus.
这是我们使徒约翰对耶稣基督上十字架的一段形容。
And we know the Gospel is the proclamation of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们知道说四福音书就是宣扬我们耶稣基督的一个书籍。
And we break bread together.
我们一起来擘饼。
In remembrance of him.
我们为的是纪念主。
This table.
这个主的饼和杯。
Is also a proclamation.
也是一个宣告。
As often as we eat of this bread and drink of this cup.
当我们在吃主的饼和喝主的杯的时候，
We proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
我们宣告主的死一直到他再来。
The death of the Lord Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督的死。
The fact of his death.
耶稣的死。
The eternal value of his death.
他的死在永恒上面的意义。
And how this value has touched us.
这个价值怎么样的能怎么样的触摸到我们
？Has changed us.
怎么样的改变我们
？This is our proclamation.
这是我们的一个宣告。
The person of God's Son.
神的儿子。
The work of God's Son.
神儿子的工作。
Revealed at Calvary.
在各个他的地方向我们显明。
This is the gospel.
这就是福音。
We read John 19 from verse 17.
请我们读一下约翰福音十九章从第十七节开始。
And he, that is the Lord Jesus, bearing his cross, went out to a place called the place of a skull, which is called in Hebrew Golgotha, where they crucified him and two others with him, one on either side and Jesus in the center.
十七十八节，他们就把耶稣带了去。耶稣背着自己的十字架出来，到了一个地方，名叫独楼地，希伯来话叫各个叉。他们就在那里钉他在十字架上，还有两个人和他一同钉着， 一边一个，耶稣在中间。
Verse 19. Now Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross, and the writing was Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews.
十九节，比拉多又用牌子写了一个名号，安在十字架上，写的是犹太人的王，拿撒勒人耶稣。
Then many of the Jews read this title, for the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and it was written in Hebrew, Greek, and Latin. Therefore, the chief priests of the Jews said to Pilate, Do not write the King of the Jews, but he said, I am the King of the Jews. Pilate answered, What I have written, I have written.
二十节到二十二节，有许多犹太人念着名号，因为耶稣被钉十字架的地方与城相近，并且是用希伯来、罗马、希利尼三样文字写的。犹太人的祭司长就对比拉多说：“不要写犹太人的王，要写他自己说我是犹太人的王。”比拉多说：“我所写的，我已经写上了。”
Then the soldiers, when they had crucified Jesus, took his garments and made four parts.To each soldier a part, and also the tunic. Now the tunic was without seam, woven from the top in one piece. They said therefore among themselves, Let us not tear it, but cast lots for it, whose it shall be, that the scripture might be fulfilled, which says, They divided my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots. Therefore the soldiers did these things.
兵丁既然将耶稣钉在十字架上，就拿他的衣服分为四份，每兵一份，又拿他的礼衣。这件礼衣原来是没有缝，是上下一片织成的。他们就彼此说：“我们不要撕开，只要研究，看谁得着。”这要应验经上所说的话。他们分了我的外衣，为我的礼衣研究。兵丁果然做了这事。
Verse 25. Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother.And his mother's sister Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw his mother, and the disciple whom he loved standing by, he said to his mother, Woman, behold your son. Then he said to the disciple, Behold your mother. And from that hour, that disciple took her to his own home.
二十五到二十七，站在耶稣十字架旁边的有他母亲与他母亲的姐妹。并哥罗巴的妻子玛利亚和摩达拉的玛利亚。耶稣见母亲和他所爱的门徒站在旁边，就对他母亲说：“母亲，看你的儿子。”又对他门徒说：“看你的母亲。”从此那门徒就接他到自己家里去了。
Verse 28. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the Scripture might be fulfilled, said, "I thirst." Now a vessel full of sour wine was sitting there.And they filled a sponge with sour wine, put it on hyssop, and put it to his mouth. So when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, It is finished. And bowing his head, he gave up his spirit.
这是以后耶稣知道各样的事已经成了，为要使经上的话应验，就说，我渴了。有一个器皿盛满了醋，放在那里。他们就拿海蓉沾满了醋，放在牛膝草上，送到他口。耶稣尝了那醋，就说成了，便低下头，将灵魂交付神了。
And verses 31 to 37. Therefore, because it was the preparation day, that the body should not remain on the cross on the Sabbath, for that Sabbath was a high day, the Jews asked Pilate that their legs might be broken and that they might be taken away. Then the soldiers came and broke the legs of the first.And the other who was crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. But one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and immediately blood and water came out. And he who has seen has testified, and his testimony is true, and he knows that he is telling the truth, so that you may believe. For these things were done, that the scripture should be fulfilled.Not one of his bones shall be broken. And again, another scripture says, they shall look on him whom they pierced.
31到37节，犹太人因这日是个预备日，又因那安息日是个大日，就求比拉多叫人打断他们的腿，把他们拿去，免得尸首在安息日留在十字架上。 于是兵丁来把头一个人的腿并与耶稣同钉第二个人的腿都打断了，只是来到耶稣那里见他已经死了，就没有打断，就不打断他的腿，唯有一个兵拿枪扎他的肋旁，随即有血和水流出来，看见这事的人就做见证，他的见证也是真的，并且他知道自己所说的是真的，叫你们也可以信。这事成了，为要应验经上的话说，他的骨头一根也不可折断。经上又有一句说，他们要仰望自己所扎的人。
I'd just like to read one more portion from 1 Corinthians chapter 1. I'm sorry, chapter 2.
我们再看一下哥林多前书第二章。
1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 7.
哥林多前书第二章第七节。
The Apostle Paul writes,
保罗说
But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for our glory, which none of the rulers of this age knew. For had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, Eye has not seen, nor ear heard,nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love Him. But God has revealed to us through His Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yes, even the deep things of God.
第七节到第十节，我们讲的乃是从前所隐藏神奥秘的智慧，就是神在万事以前预定我们使我们得荣耀的。这智慧世上有权位的人没有一个人知道的，他们若知道，就不把荣耀的主钉在十字架上。如经上所记，神为爱他的人所预备的，是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心也未曾想到的，只有神借着圣灵向我们显明了。因为圣灵参透万事，就是神深奥的事也参透了。除了
The deep things of God.
深奥的事，神的深奥的事。
The word of the cross. The depths of God's heart.
是十字架的话语，就是一个神身体心里深奥的事情。
All that God would say to us.
神要为我们想说的事情。
All that we really need to know.
所有我们需要知道的事情。
Everything that we need.To fulfill the purpose of God,
所以我们需要知道来成就神旨意的事情
is all to be found there at the foot of the cross.
在十字架的脚下，我们可以看到。
Have you ever thought of it this way?
我们有这样想过吗？
We see Mary, his mother.
我们看到玛利亚，耶稣的母亲。
We see others of the women who followed him.
我们看到其他的女人。
We see young.Disciple John.
我们看到年轻的约翰。
And they were there at the foot of the cross.
他们在十字架的脚下。
At a time when the whole earth became covered with darkness.
当整个地球变黑暗的那一刹那。
And when the hearts of those who were assembled were trembling with fear.
当地大震动的那一刹那。
Even the whole earth began to shake.
当地震动的那时候。
And there was terror in every heart.
每一个人的心里面都非常的恐惧。
Those few who were gathered near.
那几位在十字架脚下的人。
The Lord Jesus spoke to them tenderly.
耶稣基督很温柔地跟他们讲了一些话。
And he made provision for their future.
他们帮他的未来做了一些预备。
When he spoke to his mother.
当他跟他母亲讲说。
Woman, behold thy son.
他说：“妇人，看你的儿子。”
He spoke to that disciple whom he loved.
他跟他那位所爱的门徒说：
Behold thy mother.
说：“看哪，你的母亲。”
We see not only the love of a son for his mother.
我们不仅看到一个儿子对他母亲的爱心，
fulfilling his responsibility.
成就他在地上所应该尽的责任
to provide for his mother's care.
为他母亲的将来有一些着想
Our Lord Jesus was creating something new.
耶稣基督不仅这样子，而且创造一些新的事情。
A new family altogether.
他创造了一个新的家庭。
A new household altogether.
创造了一个新的家庭。
There at the foot of the cross.
在十字架的下面。
There's a new beginning.
有一个新的开始。
And the eyes of these who were assembled there, their eyes were opened.
他们眼睛在那边看到的人。
To see Jesus Christ,
看到耶稣,
Him crucified,
看到他受死,
and to perceive something of the great significance and value of His death.
也是在那边领受到他死的重要性。
Have you considered how John, the apostle, was directed to describe the death of the Lord Jesus?
你有没有想过使徒约翰是怎么样被引导去形容耶稣基督死的这件事情？
All of the other disciples had run away.
所有其他的门徒都跑光了。
They forsook the Lord and fled to hide themselves.
他们抛弃了耶稣而且跑掉了。
But John, perhaps he was so young.
也许约翰是年轻吗？
He was overlooked.
也许他,
he was not regarded as significant.
也许没有人在意他, 注意到他。
But he was there.
不过他在那里。
He followed the Lord to the cross.
他一直跟着耶稣到十字架上。
And he observed all of the things that were done to the Lord Jesus.
耶稣基督在里面所受的一切事情他都观察到了。
He saw the Lord Jesus nailed to the cross.
他看到耶稣基督怎么样被钉在十字架上。
He looked upon him as he suffered on that cross.
他看着耶稣基督受死，就好像他自己经历受害一样。
The things that were said about him.
有一些事情对他说的一些话。
All the mocking and the spiteful words.
所有对耶稣基督的嘲笑和耻辱。
He heard all of that. He saw.
他在旁边听到也看见。
And everything the Lord Jesus said.From that cross, he heard.
在耶稣在十字架上说的每一句话，他都听到。
And he saw all.
他看到所有的事情。
And yet, when we read his account,
当我们看到他这一段对耶稣受死的形容的时候，
the description is very selective.
这些却是很片段的介绍了一些。
There's so much that he could have said.
我想他看到一定比他所写下的还要多，可是他并没有这么写下来。
He didn't mention the appearance of the Lord.
他没有讲说耶稣基督那时候是什么样子。
He didn't mention the wounds of the Lord.
他没有讲到他的伤口是什么样子。
He didn't mention how physically the Lord suffered.
他没有讲到耶稣基督肉身上有形容他有多么的痛苦。
But what he mentioned of the Lord's suffering and of his death.
当他这边讲到他的受苦和他的死
was carefully selected,
是很精选出来的
and it was presented in a very deliberate way,
是用很特别的方式向我们显明出来
and he underlined what he had said,
他讲到耶稣基督特别强调耶稣基督讲的东西
the one who speaks these things is telling you the truth,
他讲说 所有人告诉你看sorry,所有形容知道他讲的是真的。
This testimony is true.
说这个见证是真的。
He is speaking the truth.
我讲的是真的。
And he's speaking the truth so that you might believe.
说我讲的是真的，所以你们可以相信。
This was always the burden in the heart of the apostle.
这是在使徒心里面中的一个负担。
Of all the things that Jesus has done and said.
所有耶稣基督说过做过的事情
If everything were to be written down,
所有事情如果都要写下来的话
Even the world itself could not contain the books,
没办法把它形容完毕
But these things have been written,
这些事情写下来
So that you may believe,
所以你可以相信
That Jesus is the Messiah,
相信耶稣基督是弥赛亚
And he is the Son of God,
相信他是神的儿子
And that if you believe in him,
所以你可以相信他。
You receive life in His name.
你可以从他的名里面得到生命。
This is behind everything that is shared.
这是所有他要分享的事情。
And this is His personal testimony.
这是他自己亲身的一个见证。
And yet, brothers and sisters, when he speaks of these things,
但是弟兄姊妹, 当他说这些事情的时候,
the substance of his message
在他的信息的重点里面,
is to quote from the Old Testament scriptures.
是要从旧约里面讲出一件事情。
There are four passages of scriptures.
从旧约里面有四个经节的地方,
and he's directed by the Spirit of God.
他被神的灵感动,
to speak of the Lord's death.
把耶稣基督的死,
by reference to these selected scriptures,
用这四段经文跟我们形容出来,
and it's not just to provide a bit of instruction from the law of Moses or from the prophets or from the Psalms.
不是说只是从诗篇摩西的教导, 还有一些教导里面告诉我们一些, 教训,
but to speak directly to God's people.
而是对神的子民直接的讲话,
that everything that God has said before,
所有神跟我们讲过的事情,
all things written in the law of Moses,
所有在神律法里面的事情,
all that the prophets had to say,
所有先知里面讲过的事情,
all that the Psalms were about,
所有诗篇里面说的事情,
it is all fulfilled right here,
全部都在这里成就了,
at the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ,
在耶稣基督钉十字架的时候成就,
this one who is crucified,
这个为我们钉十字架的,
this Jesus whom you crucified,
这位耶稣你们钉死的人,
God has made him,
神把他变成,
both Lord,
把他变成主,
and Messiah,
而且弥赛亚,
all that was written beforehand,
所有在他之前都已经写出来了,
it was planned from eternity past,
从很久亘古以前就预备好,
it was recorded in prophetic writings,
而且是在圣经里面记下来,
and in due time it has come to fulfillment,
到时间到的时候就成就,
in our proclamation to you,
所以我们为你们对你们的宣言,
that this Jesus,
这一位耶稣是,
is the fulfillment of all that God has spoken,
所有神对我们讲过一切的事情的应许的成就,
and this single event,
这一件事情,
the death of the Son of God,
这一件神儿子的死,
on the Roman cross,
在罗马的十字架上,
at this place of Golgotha,
在各个他这个地方,
here is where God's will is fulfilled.
这里就是神旨意成就的地方,
but it's only those who are gathered there,
可是只有那些在那里的人,
who are at the foot of the cross,
在十字架底下的人,
who are beholding him,
在看着仰望他的人,
who are kept there because of love for him,
因为对了耶稣基督的爱而留在那里的人,
only those who have been loved by him,
只有在那里被他爱过的人,
and kept by him in this way,
被他用这种方法留住的人,
can grasp the real significance of what's going on here,
才能够了解这件事情的重要性,
everyone else,
所有其他的人,
when they see that one on that cross,
他们看到那位钉在十字架上,
they don't understand,
他们不了解,
they miss the whole point of it,
他们完全不了解,
what they see, they see,
他们看到是看到,
but they don't understand,
可是完全不了解,
none of the rulers of this age understood,
没有一个统治掌权的人了解,
or they had understood it, they would never have crucified,
就哥林多说, 如果再上执政掌权了解, 他们就不会把他钉在十字架上,
they did not know that he was the Lord of glory,
他们不知道说他是荣耀的主,
if they'd known this,
他们如果知道,
they would never have crucified,
他们就不会把他钉在十字架上,
the Lord of glory.
不会把万王万主之主钉在十字架上。
So this is a precious revelation.
这是一个多么有一个可贵的启示。
Not only of all the prophets have spoken.
所有先知讲过这些话。
This is what no eye has seen.
这是没有眼睛所看见过,
no ear has heard,
耳朵未曾听见,
the heart of man could never have conceived,
人心从来没有想过的,
but God has prepared it for those who love him.
可是神为了所有 他爱他的人所预备的,
those whose hearts have been broken,
所有的人心碎的人,
those whose hearts have been prepared,
所有心里面预备好的人,
they will receive what God means by all of these things.
他会在这边接受到神所为我们预备的一切,
and it's a precious inheritance,
这是一个何等宝贵的一个继承,
that will hold us in good stead through all the generations,
会让我们在世世代代中一个非常稳定的状态继续前进,
and why we are called to remember his death,
让我们常常来呼召我们想到他的死,
not simply the fact of his death,
不是只是说他死了,
but the value of his death,
而是他死对我们的价值,
the spiritual meaning of his death,
属灵上面他死对我们属灵上的意义,
and that this death would become our proclamation.
这个死会变成我们对世界的一个宣告
，Our testimony
变成我们的见证
，So that what we speak of him，
所以我们怎么样对讲到形容他这个人
，is true
是真的
，and is no lie
不是假的
，but is true
是真的
，is evidence
是真的有见证
，So that those who hear
所以所有听到的
may believe
他们也能够相信
，Jesus is the Christ
相信耶稣基督是基督
，The Son of God
是神的儿子
，and that believing。It may receive life in His name.
从这个相信里面，就可以借着他的名得到生命。
Dear brothers and sisters, this will change the way that we read the Gospel of John.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这会改变我们对读约翰福音的一个整个的方式。
These fragmentary references from the Old Testament.
这些片片段段的旧约的一些引经据典
，are fulfilled.
是一个真正的，是一个成就了。
In the death of God's Son,
在耶稣基督死的时候成就了
and appropriated by God's people as spiritual nourishment.
所以变成了我们神儿女的一个属灵的供应
This is our strength for the journey.
这是我们
our strength for the journey that's ahead.
Okay, 这是我们要继续往下面路途一直走下去的一个动力
We'll always refresh.Our love for Him.
我们常常的来更新我们对耶稣基督的爱
Renew our vision of Him.
把我们对他的看法不断的更新
Brothers and sisters, this is our heritage.
这是我们的一个承传
Now, different ones have tried to portray the death of the Lord Jesus in films or in writing.
有很多人试着在写书或者是拍电影来形容耶稣基督的死。
And the emphasis is almost always on the physical sufferings of the Lord.
所有强调的东西，如果你们有看过，都是在肉体上的受苦。
And the appeal is to the emotions of those who watch.
所以是让你们一个人看的人有很深的感动。
What a terrible suffering he endured.
看说耶稣基督受的他多么的痛苦啊。
Even to see that he went through such a suffering for a sinner like me.
强调的是说，你看他为你受了这么多的痛苦，一个罪人像我。
But John the Apostle doesn't rely on that kind of thing.
可是看到使徒约翰在这里并没有这样子的形容。
He brings the Scripture to us.
他把圣经带给我们。
As if to say to us that our vision of the cross must be based upon the Word of God.
好像在跟我们讲说，我们对这件十字架的看法应该是从神的角度来看。
The light that we receive, we must receive from the Word of God.
如果我们从神的话语的角度来看，我们才能够领受到。
Not to look to the right hand or look to the left.
不是左看看右看看。
But to stand in the light of God's word，
而是从专心从神的角度来看这件事情。
And in the light of God's word, we behold Jesus Christ and Him crucified。
我们在神的话语里面才能够看到耶稣基督为我们钉在十字架真正的意义。
But the light that we receive, it really depends upon the heart that we bring。
我们怎么样？我们可以得到什么样的光照，是因为我们有什么样的心带到神的面前。
It's not just reading the words on the page.
不是说只是翻翻，一直读，一直读就好。
We can read on the words on the page and become very familiar.
我们可以天天读这些东西，然后对它非常的熟悉。
And we can treat the words on the page as something very common.
我们可以读圣经读到都腻了。
It's so much more than the words written.
不仅只是这一些字而已。
Is the fulfillment of what is written.
是这些神的话语怎么样成就。
The reality of what's written on the page.
是这些神的话语实际上的成就。
This is the one with whom we have to do.
这个是我们要做的。
And we're called to bring a tender heart of love to God's word.
耶稣基督是叫我们要带着一个温柔的心来读神的话语。
For what no eye has seen or ear heard or heart of man even conceived.
看这些是人的眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心也没有想过的。
God has prepared for those who love him.
神为那些爱他的人自己亲自的预备。
Now you notice it doesn't say God has prepared for those whom He loves.
你记得，你看，注意这边，他神并没有说我为了那些我爱的人而预备。
Now that's very true.
虽然是真的。
It all begins with the love of God.
虽然都从神的爱开始。
It's not that we love God.
不是我们爱他
It's that God loves us.
是他先爱了我们
We love because he first loved
因为我们爱是因为他先爱了我们
But to speak of those who love God
所以讲到这些爱神的人
These are those who know something of God's love
知道因为这些爱神的人是因为他们先知道了神的爱
Those who know that God has loved me
他知道神爱我
That God loves me today
神爱我今天爱我
And that my heart is responsive to his love
我的心只不过是对他的爱有了反应
How can I say that I love God?
我怎么能说我爱神呢
I can only say that God has loved me
我只能说他先爱了我
And because he loved me
因为他爱我
I want to love him
所以我要爱回他
I know my love is small
我知道我的爱是渺小的
But that small love is still real love
不过那一点点的爱还是真爱啊
Because it originates from him
因为是从神而来的
It's because of his love
因为他先爱我们
That's why Paul could say if anyone has no love for the Lord let him be accursed
所以说如果保罗才会说如果您对神的没有爱没有反应让他被咒诅
A heart that has no love for God
如果一个心没有对神有任何的爱
is a heart that is untouched by the love of God
是一个心从来没有被神摸过的一个心
unmoved by the love of God
从来没有被神感动的一个心
But if there's in a little bit of response
如果你的心里面有一点点感动
it's because God's love in some way has gotten through
因为是因为他的爱 somehow 爱先爱了
And if in some way, in spite of you, in spite of me,
所以他能够感动了我们。
Our hearts have been touched by his love.
我们的心被他的爱所感动。
God has something he wants to share with you.
他想要跟你分享一些事情。
The things not of the heart of man.
不是一个人的心。
But this is from God's heart.
而是从神的心里面来的。
And it's only by His Spirit.
是用借着他的圣灵。
That these things can be known.
这些事情我们才能够知道。
But praise God to those who believe.
赞美神为那些所相信的人。
God has given His Spirit.
他把他的圣灵赐给了他们。
So that we may know the things that have been freely given to us.
所以我们才知道这个白白给我们的东西。
So we can say,I am one who is loved by the Lord.
我们才能说我们是被主所爱的一个人。
And so God has prepared something for me.
说神为我预备了一些东西。
And what He's prepared, I can't live without.
他为我所预备的这些东西，我没有办法活着没有这些东西。
So we have bring this kind of heart to the Lord.
我们要把这样子的一个心带到他的面前来。
And we read the Word of God with this kind of heart.
我们在读神的话语的时候，要有这样的心来读。
We meet.Not just the words on the page.
不是，是读上面白纸黑字。
We meet the person who's revealed there.
我们必须要找这个，让神亲自来给我们显现、显示。
And as Paul said in another place, we behold his glory.
神在保罗另外一个地方说到，说我们看啊他的荣耀。
And we're changed.
我们改变了。
When we really see him,
我们真的可以看到他。
We're changed by what we see.
我们看到他，所以我们被改变。
But you know, we read the word, and it matters how we read.
我们读经的时候，我们怎么样读是有影响。
If carefully you study the gospel,
如果你很小心的来研读福音书的话
，You'll see the Lord Jesus spoke of reading the Bible in two ways.
你看到说主告诉我们怎么用两个方式来读经。
And he put it in the form of questions.
他这样子，他是用一个问句的方式来形容。
When he mentions the Old Testament writings,
当他讲到旧约圣经的时候
，he will often say, "Have you never read?"
他常常会说，你们难道没有读过吗？
Have you never read?
说难道你们没有读过吗
？In other words, if you want to hear, you've got to read.
他意思就是说，如果你们想要知道，你们得自己去读。
And you're responsible to read what God has spoken.
意思就是说，神在旧约已经写过的东西，你自己应该要去读。
But he would ask that question, "Have you never read for a reason?"
他问这个说，你们没有读过吗？是有原因的。
Because often those who read again and again, they would miss the significance of what was said.
因为常常有人一直读，一直读，却忽略里面的重点。
And so probably when the Lord spoke of the scripture, those who heard, well, they were familiar with that scripture.
所以说主常常讲到那一些旧约圣经的时候，我想那些听到人也许都非常的熟悉。
But they had never heard anything like what the Lord Jesus was saying.
可是耶稣基督所讲的信息他们却从来没有听过。
But the Lord would say, have you never read?
他难道，可是耶稣就问他们说，你难道没有读过吗？
Maybe you need to read again.
意思就是说应该回去再读一遍。
You need to read again in light of the Lord Jesus Christ.
从耶稣基督的角度来再把这段经文读一遍。
And the Lord also asked another question.
主也常常这样问。
How do you read?
他说你怎么读的？
He will quote a portion from the scripture.
他会讲一段圣经。
About the commandments, for example.
举例来说一段比如说十诫上的事情。
Then he would ask his hearers, how do you read?
他会问他说那你是觉得怎么解释的？
In what manner do you read?
你用什么方式去读的？
Not if you read or if you don't read.
他不是说你读了还是没有读。
But when you read, how do you read?
当你读的时候是什么样子去读的？
So it matters whether you read or not.
所以你读不读是很重要。
But it matters more how you read it.
可是你怎么去读是更重要。
And there's an importance to this how.
这个怎样这个字有一个重要性。
Every time we read God's word,
当你每一次读经的时候，
we see the fact of what's written.
上面有讲到了一些 fact, 就是
事实。The facts are recorded in the text.
这些发生的事情的事实都已经记录下来了。
But beyond the facts, there is the interpretation.
当可是在这事实的背后却有一个我们解释的一个方式。
Not what I think about what's written there.
不是说我觉得它是怎么写的。
The rabbis used to talk endlessly about that.
对啊，这个像犹太人的拉比常常就吵对这件事情争吵。
What does God mean about what's written there?
说神在这一段经文里面的意思是什么？
What does God mean about what is said?
神说这句话是什么意思？
Now, as a dear brother in the Lord, he puts it this way.
让我们在主内一个弟兄这么说。
He said, God does not say what he means.
主不会讲说他是什么意思。
He doesn't say what he means.
他不会直接的讲出来说我什么意思。
God says what he says.
主讲说他讲他就是讲他讲的。
And God means what he means.
他的意思就是他的意思。
So we have to listen to what God says.
我们必须要听主说什么。
And we have to understand what God means.
然后我们必须要了解他是什么意思。
But even beyond all that,
把这些都抛开，
there's one other way we must read.
有一件更重要的事情我们要读到。
We can read the facts and think that we master the facts.
如果我们读了这些所有记下来的事情，我们觉得我们已经很厉害了。
We can listen to messages full of interpretations.
我们也许可以听一堂道里面讲的天花乱坠。
God's servants bring to us the mysteries of God.
所以把神的所有的奥秘都显出来。
And we can take that as somethingOutside of ourselves.
我们可以从领受那一段经文好像是从外在的领受。
Just some more knowledge for us.
只是一个知识上的领受。
Just something for us to understand with our intellect.
只是在我们一个智慧上面的一个了解。
But we've not read rightly until we take it personally.
如果你没有用亲身个人的经历去读这段经文的话，你读的都不对。
Until you hear God's word speaking to you,
直到你听到神的话语亲自对你讲话的时候
，and respond personally to God,
然后用个人的经历对神有所反应
，you've not read rightly, It's not just that he's spoken. Not just that he's revealed the meaning. But that my heart has been pierced by the Word of God. And my conscience convicted. So that I can return to him again. And his word can have its effect on my life. Now, brothers and sisters, in light of that, these four simple verses,
弟兄姊妹,
take on a fuller importance.
看到里面一个很丰满的重要性.
They divided my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots.
他们分了我的外衣，为我的里衣沾酒。
We're told the soldiers did this.
我们看到士兵这么做.
Now, actually, this was very common practice.
这其实是很 对他们来说，士兵是一个很常常做的事情。
The soldiers who were attending the prisoners and bringing them to the place of execution.
反正那些人都要死了嘛。
They would strip them of their garments.
他们把他们衣服都脱了。
And they would divide the garments among themselves.
他们就把他的衣服也分了。
This was part of their payment for the services that rendered.
这就好像以前士兵去做给他们的一个工价一样。
This was not the first time that a prisoner's garments were divided.
这件事情，主耶稣衣服被分，并不是第一次发生。
Probably not the first time that they argued over who was going to get what.
这也不是说这些士兵第一次在面争吵说谁要拿什么东西。
But John reminds us that the reason that these soldiers were dealing in this way with the clothing of the Lord is because it was written that they would do so.
可是约翰在这边讲到说，这件分衣服沾酒的这件事情，是因为经文这样写过。
Whatever they meant by it,
不管他们怎么认为，
whatever their motive was,
不管他们的动机是什么，
however many times they'd done it before,
不管他们之前做过多少次，
these four soldiers did these things to the clothing of the Lord because it was written that they would do so.
因为圣经曾经这么写过，这四个士兵做的事情是为了要应验经上所写过的事情。
And there at the cross, God's word was fulfilled.
所以在这个上面，神的话语能够得到应验。
And John quotes the scripture.
约翰在这一边引一段旧约的经文。
This is Psalm 22 and verse 15.
是在诗篇23篇，
22:15. Now this is the fact.
这是发生的事情,
John tells us what happened.
约翰讲说怎么发生的。
He points us to the scripture.
他指出圣经的一段话来。
And in fact, this scripture is fulfilled.
然后指出说这一段圣经应验了。
But what is the value of that for you, for me?
可是这件事情对我们你我的价值是什么？
Just that we remember that this happened to him?
只是我们只是就是说记得说这件事情发生过吗？
There's something more, brothers and sisters.
可是这其中有更多的意义。
The Lord Jesus was stripped of his clothing.
主耶稣基督的衣服被人家扒掉了。
So that sinners might be clothed.
所以罪人能够有衣服穿。
He was stripped of his honor.
他把他的
honor, his honor, his
yeah, 他把他的尊严拿走了。
So that sinners might be honored.
所以罪人能够有得到他们的 honor, 尊严尊荣。
Now we're not told what happened after this.
我们后面发生什么事情我们不知道。
Just the fact
只是一些事实。
That his garments were divided.
事实是他的衣服被分了。
But there was one garment that wasn't divided.
有一个他的里衣没有被分。
That tunic
那一件里衣
we're told was one single piece of woven work.
是整件用线从头到尾织出来的。
Probably a gift from his mother.
也许是他妈妈给他的礼物。
Now this garment impressed these men as so beautiful.
这个礼衣一定很漂亮，所以这些人觉得非常的
They didn't want to destroy it.
这么漂亮, 他们不想把它给撕烂,
they didn't want to tear it into pieces. They thought, well, let's cast lots.
他说,
it's much too fine
他说,
to ruin.
太漂亮,
we will cast lots to see whose it will be. Now, dear brothers and sisters, do you see that this is a picture of our salvation?
弟兄姊妹,
our Lord Jesus, though he was in the form of God,
虽然神是道成了肉身,
he didn't count equality with God as something to hang on to.
他却没有以自己为与神同等而强夺的。
He emptied himself.
他把他自己给倒空了。
He lost everything.
他把他所有的都失去了。
He let it go.
他放弃了所有的东西。
To make it possible for sinners to draw nigh.
让我们今天这些罪人能够得以得救。
Because he was unclothed.
因为他没有穿衣服。
It's possible for the shameful ones, the guilty ones, to be clothed.
让我们今天这些 丢脸的罪人能够有衣服穿,
and is that perfect righteousness of the Lord Jesus,
是神自己的一个公义里面,
who alone is the worthy one, the righteous one.
他自己是那一位公义正直,
he has become our righteousness.
他变成我们的正直公义,
he has covered our shame.
他把我们的羞耻给遮盖,
he has made it possible for us to rejoice in God's salvation.
耶稣基督今天之所以死掉, 我们才有办法在神里面得到喜乐。
We think the Lord Jesus was stripped and nailed to that cross.
我们想到耶稣基督脱把他衣服脱光了钉在十字架上。
And we think, oh, the shame of such a death.
我们在想说这样的死多么的丢脸。
But the shame, brothers and sisters, was not the Lord Jesus' shame.
这样的羞耻不是耶稣基督的羞耻。
He endured the cross thinking nothing of the shame.
他承受了十字架的苦难, 并没有觉得有任何的羞耻。
But it was the shame of those who nailed him to the cross.
这些羞耻却是归给那些钉他十字架的人。
This is the real shame of the cross.
那个是十字架真正的羞耻。
And the Lord Jesus, through his suffering this way,
借着耶稣基督的痛受苦这样的受苦,
makes it possible for you and I to rejoice in God's presence,
所以我们今天才能在神的面前得到喜乐,
without shame,
没有羞耻的喜乐。
I'll read from Isaiah 61.
我们来看一下以赛亚书第61章
and verse 10.
第十节,
I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. 61 verse 10.
第十节,
I will greatly rejoice in the Lord.
我因耶和华大大欢喜,
my soul shall be joyful in my God.
我的心靠神快乐,
for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation.
因他以拯救为衣给我穿上,
he has covered me with the robe of righteousness.
以公义为袍给我披上,
as a bridegroom decks himself with ornaments,
好像新郎戴上华冠,
and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels,
又像新妇佩戴装饰。
Now, dear brothers and sisters, this scripture is fulfilled in the Lord Jesus Christ.
亲爱弟兄姊妹, 这一段经文在耶稣基督里面成就了。
It's his garments.
是他的衣服。
It's his salvation.
是他的救恩。
He has clothed the unworthy ones.
用他的救恩, 使我们这些不配的人能够有衣服穿。
So that we can rejoice together.
所以我们能够在神里面有欢喜喜乐。
Now, brothers and sisters, I encourage you to read through these portions.
弟兄姊妹, 我非常的鼓励你们读过这一段圣经。
And meditate deeply upon this portion. You'll read the Lord Jesus took vinegar. When he was thirsty. He took the vinegar from his enemies. When his thirst was upon him. That's so his enemies might come to him,
所以他的敌人才能够来到他的面前,
and receive from the fountain of living waters.
从他这里得到生命的活水,
that those who thirst may come to him and drink.
所以那些渴的人能够到他这里来喝,
and never thirst again.
而且永远不再渴,
he suffered that thirst.
他忍受了那个饥渴,
he took that cup of bitterness.
他尝了那个酸的醋,
so that his enemies can draw near.
所以他的敌人能够来, 也来到他的面前,
when they thirst.
当他们渴的时候,
they can receive the water of life.
他们可以得到生命的水,
without money.
Without
money.
也不用付任何的代价, 不用付钱,
without price.
不用付代价.
Is not a bone of him was broken on that cross.
他的骨头一根也不折断.
You'll remember these were the instructions concerning the Passover lamb.
这件事情你们记得逾越节的羔羊神亲自就是跟以色列人这么讲,
not a bone of the Passover lamb was to be broken.
你不可以, 弄断一根那个羊的骨头,
but within the house,
可是在一个家里面,
the whole family,
整个家,
must feed upon the whole lamb.
整个家必须要吃一整只羊,
not outside the house,
不是在家庭以外,
but inside of the house,
在你的家里面,
the whole family partakes together.
整个家庭吃这一只羊,
and you don't leave any leftover.
你不可以剩下任何东西,
you partake of the whole lamb.
你把整个羊给吃掉.
That's what it means, not a bone was broken.
那个意思就是说没有一个骨头是折断.
Not in the preparation of the sacrifice.
在这个牺牲的过程中,
but in the eating of the Passover meal.
而是在吃的时候不把它折断.
So you see, the Lord Jesus didn't just make provision for his mother.
你看看, 耶稣基督并不只是为他母亲有预备.
He makes provision for the whole household of God.
他为了整个神家里的人都有了预备.
He was thirsty.
他渴了.
He took the bitter cup.
他喝了醋.
So that the household of God may have drink.
所以整个神家里面的人可以喝.
May have refreshment.
可以能够得到.
He died on that cross as the Lamb of God.
他在十字架上死, 像神的羔羊一样死在十字架上.
Not just that his blood can take away sins.
不是说, 不只是说他的血可以洗净我们的罪.
But the whole family of God.
而是全家的人. 神家里的人,
can together feast upon the whole lamb.
所以整个家里的人可以吃整只的羊.
As we journey together on the wilderness way.
所以我们整个家, 在我们的信主的过程中能够一直这样走下去.
We need the fullness of Christ.
我们需要神的丰满, 基督的丰满.
The fullness of God's revelation of him.
在神亲自在, 把耶稣基督显示出来的一个丰满.
This is our portion together.
这是我们一起的份,
as the family of God.
是我们在神家里面的一个份.
And finally, they shall look on him whom they pierced.
最后这边又讲到说, 他们必仰望他们所扎的人.
Now this is Zechariah chapter 12.
这是在, Zechariah. 撒加利亚,
now we don't have to turn there.
我们今天不读.
I know it's time to stop.
我们要停了.
But Zechariah 12 speaks of the grace of God.
撒加利亚12章里面讲到神的恩典.
The spirit of grace.
神灵的恩典.
And the spirit of supplications.
一个供应的灵.
That supplication is a heart that's just pouring out.
是一个从一个神的心里面亲自好像整个流出来的一个灵.
It speaks of a work that God will do in his people.
在讲到这件讲到什么, 在神在他亲自的子民中怎么做的事情.
He will pour upon them the spirit of grace.
他会把他恩典的灵浇灌在他们中间.
And the spirit of supplication.
然后把这个供应的供应给他们.
So that when they look on him whom they have pierced,
所以他们会仰望他们所扎的人.
They will mourn for him.
他们会为了他觉得难过.
As for an only son,
神独生的儿子.
That's the deep work of repentance.
是一个很深的一个忏悔.
That is God's gift.
是一个神的恩典.
It was fulfilled in measure there at the cross of Calvary.
是在这个加利利的这个十字架上面所成就的.
Among those who were looking on.
所有在那边看着他的人.
It awaits a future fulfillment.
他们在等待一个未来的应许,
when the entire Jewish nation will receive Jesus as a Messiah.
将来的应许是整个犹太人都会接受耶稣基督成为他们的弥赛亚。
But brothers and sisters, this is a spiritual reality. It's always true.
这是一个永远真实的属灵的实际。
When we look upon him whom we have pierced,
当我们仰望我们所扎的人,
the stony heart,
一个石头做的心,
the stubborn heart,
一个刚硬的心,
is made soft again,
会再度成为柔软,
the unresponsive heart,
一个没有反应的心,
pours out to God,
会向着神敞开,
is all his grace,
都是他的恩典,
is all his mercy.
都是他的慈爱,
when we see that it was 怜悯, our sin,
我们看到我们自己的罪,
my sin,
我的罪,
that pierced him,
扎了他,
that put him on that cross,
是我的罪把他放在那十字架上,
and yet he did not drive me away,
他却没有把我赶走,
but he called me to come near,
他却呼召我亲近他,
and to look upon him,
从这里仰望他,
whom I have pierced,
我扎了他, 我仰望他,
and when I behold him,
这样我现在能够仰望他,
I will be changed,
我就会被改变,
and the mourning, the sadness will flee away,
所以这样我们心里面的悲伤和难过就会离开我们,
and I can rejoice again,
我可以再度的有喜乐,
in his presence with my brothers and sisters,
在他主的里面跟我弟兄姊妹一起喜乐,
this is the Lord of glory,
这是神的主的荣耀,
this is Jesus, this is my Savior,
这是我的救主, 我的耶稣,
he died for me,
他为我死在十字架上,
he lives so that I may live,
他今天活着, 所以我能够继续活着,
and the reason we live,
我们为了他而活,
is to worship him,
我们活的原因是为了要敬拜他,
let's pray,
我们有一点祷告,
dear Lord,
亲爱的主,
we thank you for your word.
We
do pray that you would plant your word in our heart.
And oh
Lord, please lead us in the way of the fulfillment of all these
things.
That we may remember you.
我们能够纪念你,
and appreciate you.
我们能够感激你,
and honor you.
我们能够尊荣你,
so that we can feed upon you, that our love may be refreshed and renewed, that we can follow you together in this wilderness way. Lord, we pray in Jesus' precious name.
主, 我们这样祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的名, 阿们。